Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
630-700.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cowl clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Center coach Brian Pauls joins us. Brian, looking back to Platteville, certainly turning the ball over, that was key for the Hornets in that loss, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when we look back on it, a lot of missed opportunities. As you mentioned, we had 33 turnovers, just way too many to be able to be competitive against a good team. And to only give up, I'll mention a bright side to that. You have 33 turnovers, but you only give up 59 points. You know, it does give us, that teaching opportunity to tell the kids, you know, if we could have even had that somewhere around 20 and not given them those free possessions and had those opportunities ourselves, you know, that was a really competitive game. We're in a really close game. So, disappointing that's what the result was, but I do think we have to look at that as much as it might sound a little crazy, we're not that far away, and we just we didn't play well. The turnovers just really kind of derailed us, but if we can play a cleaner game, that is a team that we can play with.
One of the things, too, is moving the ball. You know, if you get those snap passes, it kind of makes the defense works a little harder, maybe get some openings there. It didn't look like you got the passing down quite as well the other night, did you?
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, they're trying to do, and we talked about this. They're trying to speed us up, and when you play, when you get sped up, you make poor decisions. You take those early quick shots because you're not sure if you're going to be able to get anything better, and that's something that we've got to learn from. When they speed you up, you actually have to slow down, especially when you get in the half court. If you can get opportunities in transition, great, but once you get it in half court, a team that plays that well that way does not want to play half court defense for very long. And so we have to take that mentality of a quality possession is multiple passes. And again, that's not something we were able to do Friday.
Brian Pauls, our guest on WRCO. We'll have more in a moment.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851. BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ryan Poles joins us, WRCO Radio, getting set for the game coming up at Mauston. What do you know about this year's Golden Eagles Club, Ryan?
Well, it's really a new group to a certain extent. They lost an all-time player for them last year. I think he did set the school scoring record. He's playing in the WEAC now, a really great player. So whenever you have a player like that leave your program, you're looking for a new identity. Some of the kids played last year, so they got a little bit of experience, but they have a really, really outstanding freshman. He's a forward, but he'll play a little bit on the outside, watching a little bit of film of him. He's advanced for his age, most definitely. He's very smooth with the ball. I think it's going to be a really nice test for us to have an individual player as skilled as him. You know, he's off to a really good start his first five games here as a varsity player. So we're trying to keep him in check. They've got a nice shooter on the perimeter. And then another forward that really is kind of their glue guy. So they have a nice team, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
This is a game that very similar to a team in the Southwest Conference, but Mauston, I've always thought, would make a good conference opponent, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, similar size schools. You know, the distance is about right. We've had them on the non-conference schedule, you know, almost every year, I think, and it's a team that, you know, like we've talked about before, familiar with, see them from time to time. So it is naturally a good fit for us to play this non-conference game with them.
You play on the road. Sometimes that presents some other challenges here for the Hornets, where you maybe haven't played as well on the road yet, Brian.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think I'll look at this as a positive. We can kind of you know, put the last game behind us and go travel and hopefully, you know, get off to a good start. I think that's the key for us tonight is getting that confidence back in watching the film. I think we've got a feel for what they're going to try to do. So we feel like we're ready. We're ready to, you know, we've talked about this before. The great thing about the high school schedule is there's always a game coming up real quick. So we have a chance to get out there and see if we can apply some of the things we learned.
Right. And then you don't play again until after Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah, big break after tonight. So we'll have a nice stretch of practice time. We'll continue to, you know, tweak some things, implement maybe some more half-court sets. But it'll be a good time of just more skill development and just working on some strategy. So always a fun time of year with the holidays, and then looking forward to what we have coming back out of the break.
All right, sounds good. Brian, good luck tonight at Mauston.
Thank you.
Brian Poles joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Mauston High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's featured broadcast, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. It's the Hornets taking on the Mauston Golden Eagles. The early game tonight saw Mauston win by a final of 49-43 over the Richland Center JV1 team in a hotly contested matchup. Here in the nightcap, Richland Center comes in with a record of 2-3, and Mauston has started the year at 1-4. Some of Richland Center's leaders, Wes Bosworth, averaging 9.8 points per ball game, Liam Fingerson, 9.6, and Jaden Shep, 9 points a game. Also averaging 10 rebounds a game, Wes Bosworth and Kaizen Schwitzenberg with 5 per game. Also assists per game, Jaden Shep, just over 2, and an assist and a half for Wes Bosworth. So some pretty good stats. Bosworth has had some rebound games where he's been there in the middle to upper teens as well. So that's really been a key for the Hornets, getting some defensive stops. And in the Platteville game, as Brian mentioned, turnovers were a factor, but certainly missing some high percentage shots, that was a factor as well. On the Mawson side, it is Jace Navis. We're going to see this fine freshman, 6'5", and averaging just over 24 points per ball game. Will Miller, just over 11, and Cody Kaminsky, averaging about 6.5. Rebounding-wise, Jace Navis, also the leading rebounder, just over 9 per game. Cody Kaminsky with nearly 6, and assists per game, Jace Navis, just over 3, and Cody Kaminsky, 3. So the freshman leads in the major categories, stat-wise, for the host Golden Eagles tonight. It's Parents Night, and the parents were introduced for all levels. Mauston has right around 40 players in the boys' basketball program, so that certainly took a little time to see who everybody belonged to, and a nice night here at Mauston with a good crowd on hand as well, and the Hornets have traveled well. Not a big distance for fans to go, and pretty good driving up here, although someone mentioned that they saw some beer on the way up. That's not uncommon. Coming up, a little more about tonight's game against the Golden Eagles and the Richland Center Hornets, a look at the starting lineups and more when we return with more high school boys basketball coverage on a Tuesday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbeck with the Philbeck Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have 7 great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philbeck Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
We'll be right back.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great, too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
Our national anthem from Mauston High School, along with a very nice mention beforehand by the public address announcer, and a moment of silence for those suffering in the Abundant Life School in Madison, and the tragic event that happened there this week. So they mentioned that and had a moment of silence, and the crowd responding very respectfully here tonight. We're getting ready for the starters to be introduced, and first of all, for the visitors, it'd be the Richland Center Hornets tonight. Getting the start is a sophomore. Number one is Jaden Sheff. He is 6 feet. Also for the Hornets, number three, a junior at 5'11", that is Brady Dosh. From there, we jump to number 40, Garrison Weiss, at 6'8", and he is a senior. Number 42 is Liam Fingerson, a 6'6", junior. And number 44, 6'4", senior, Wes Bosworth. Those are the Hornets, coached by Brian Poles, and assisted this year by Lyle Cradwell, Tim Daw, Colton Wilson, and Kyle Nelson. And now we move to the Mauston bench, where they're getting set to be introduced tonight. As mentioned, it is Parents Night, and the seniors honored as well here tonight prior to game time for the game between long non-conference rivals. Actually, they've been on each other's schedule for about, I would say, 20 years very consistently, and then they just kind of played before that sporadically from time to time. But they play around this time of year. I remember a couple of years ago we played during the holiday break. They played an afternoon game here. Starters for Mauston include Johan Wolf. He is a junior at 5'9". Also, number three is William Miller, 6'3". And next is number 23. That is Jace Navis, the 6'5 freshman. Isaac Steinke, a 6'1 junior. And Cody Comiskey, a 6-foot junior, among the starters for Mauston. Tip-off time is coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Garrison Weiss will jump center for the Hornets and will be going against number 24, that's Isaac Steinke, for Mauston. Ball is in the middle, tipped and controlled by the Hornets, and we are underway. Shep with the basketball, and Jaden brings it off to Bosworth. Wes holds it above the head on the far side, now brings it top of the circle. Dosh over to Shep. Shep looking for a cutter through the lane, now nothing. Backs off, keeps the dribble, drives to the baseline, pulls up, bounce feed, Bosworth, and he can't hang out. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Mauston. Hornets fall back in the half-court defense. We watch from the crow's nest here at Mauston. Good vantage point. Very similar to the vantage point at Richland Center. Pass comes inside. There is a driving layup try up. No good for Navis. Rebound by Mauston. They'll kick it out. Three try on the way. That one no good, not out of bounds. And it will come back now to the Hornets. So both teams get a look And now Mauston falling back into a full court press, it would appear. Bosworth brings it into Shep, and the Hornets will walk it, taking it up the far side. Liam Fingerson in front of the Mauston bench. Gives it back to Jaden Shep. Shep with the ball, back to Fingerson. Now fires back to Bosworth, top of the circle. Shep on the right wing, back to Bosworth, top of the circle. The two exchange now, an entry pass to Weiss down low, leaning in from the low post, nothing. Kicks it back out. Dodge tries to drive. It's knocked away by Mauston and picked up by the Golden Eagles. So a steal. Fine key at the point. Goes to the left side to Miller. Down to the baseline. Holding it up there is Steinke. Around the wheel it comes back to Steinke on the right side to Comiskey. Now they'll find Wolf. Wolf right side on a drive. There's Mavis cut off. Now fires back out. Good defense by the Hornets. They're in a man-to-man D, getting around the defender, and he is going to be called for a foul on the way by. Offensive foul as the offensive player kind of hooked the Hornet defender on the way by. This one is on number 23, Jace Navis. That is his first. So the Hornets will get the ball in the backcourt, and will bring it up the sideline. Jace Navis on Jaden Shep. Good matchup there. Dosh on the left side, back to the far. It's going to Wes Bosworth. Baseline, back to the near side. Dosh moves in for the baseline. 10-footer on the way. It won't stay. Tipped up, no good by Garrison Weiss. And the rebound pulled down by Mauston. Comiskey with the outlet pass. Fires now to Wolf. Comiskey gets it back in the corner. Give and go into the lane. And Mauston has it booted out of bounds by the Hornets. Mauston running a little shovel to the inside there with somebody cutting to the hoop. Ball comes in on a long lob, caught by Mauston. Now Navis turns in, throws it back to the corner, Comiskey. Comiskey standing with the ball, Weiss right on him. He's a tough guy to shoot over. And Comiskey now brings it back to Navis. He'll drive lane, lays it up and good. There is the freshman with his first basket, and we're underway scoring-wise, 2-0 Mauston. Jaden Shep back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth on the right wing. Delivers it back to Brady Dosh, right wing again. It's Weiss. Down low, Bosworth backing in for the low post. Dribbles, he's cut off, fires it back out to Fingerson. Now Weiss, Dosh on the left wing. Uses the dribble, gives back to Bosworth. Fingerson right wing, bounce feed Weiss. Garrison with a hook shot in the lane, missed it. And the rebound saved by Miller of Mauston. Up ahead now to Navis, all the way through, kicks it out. They'll look for three. No, they'll go back to the far side. Three-pointer from the opposite side, and that is good for William Miller. Brian Foles takes a timeout. 5-0 Mauston starting out. 15:04 remaining in the first half. An area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Richland Center will have the ball after a timeout. Coach Brian Poles with a discussion with his team, trying to set things up a little better. And it goes to Fingerson, now to Dodge. Ball fake, top of the circle. Dumps it down low. Nice pass, and Weiss will score. And the Hornets are on the board. Brady Dodge with an excellent assist. That makes it 5-2. Hornets are on the board. Mauston with the basketball. Over to Miller. Miller looks for a cutter through the lane. And now uses the dribble himself. Brings it back to the right side. It's Wolf. Down to the baseline, backing in is Navis. Navis, nowhere to go, dumps it back to the high post, and now Mauston with a drive. Traveling called. They're going to wave off a possible basket by Comiskey, and the Hornets get it back. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt, and now off to Brady Dosh. He'll take it across half court. Mauston in a man-to-man defense. Dosh on the right wing. Down to Garrison Weiss. Throws now to Fingerson at the high post. Liam will drive a little farther. Now gives it to Weiss. Kicked it out for a 15-footer. Good. Garrison Weiss has both. Richland Center baskets. 5-4. Score. Davis all the way to the baseline, and he's going to be fouled. Bosworth tried to get in there to take a charge, and they're going to get Wes with the foul. First Hornet foul. That'll put the ball out of bounds. Mauston lobs it in. Navis, Comiskey. Now to Wolf on the left wing. Back to Navis. He'll pull up for an 18-footer on the rim. No good. Bosworth with the rebound. Wes with the outlet pass to Jaden Shep. Jaden up the sideline. Fingerson cut off. Gives back to Bosworth. Now Dosh on the far side. Gives it back to Fingerson. Left side Weiss. Garrison dumps it down. Bosworth challenging low. Goes up. Scores! And the Hornets lead. Three straight baskets, and they're back in business. 6-5, Richland Center. Mauston, now Navis, look out. He's going to cut low, takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound Bosworth out to Shep. Hornets push it. Dosh on the far side, bounces it down low. Weiss back to Dosh. Brady in the corner, slips it high post. Now Fingerson around the defender, goes up, scores. Off the glass and down. Hornets mixing it up now. It is 8-5. RC, 13-11 remaining in the first half. Navis in the backcourt, brings it across half court, all the way to the free throw line. Left side, Miller. Back to Comiskey. And now Steinke on the right side. Mauston back to Navis. Top of the key, three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady Dosh. Brady takes it back the other way. The Hornets slow it a piece. We'll set the offense up half court against the man-to-man defense. Jaden Shep. Opposite the screen, takes it all the way down, leans in, nothing, fires back to Fingerson, 15-footer, banks in. Hornets have warmed up here tonight. They lead 10-5. They have scored 10 unanswered points here tonight. Davis across half court, drives, dishes. There's an open man down low. Oh, Garrison Weiss rejected it. Fingerson picks, drives coast to coast and lays it in. Good. Hey, what happened to the Hornets? Like a different team out there these last two possessions. And they've scored 12 unanswered points. 12-5. Richland Center lead. Timeout, Mauston. 12:20 remaining in the first half of area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Quick timeout by Mauston, and they're back in business. The Hornets put on a little bit of a trap, three-quarter court press. Navis brings it over to Wolf. Now back to Navis. Mauston's got to hurry to get it across, and they will. Near side, Comiskey down to the baseline. That's Terrell Frog, who came into the ballgame. Frog on a drive, nothing, fires it. Picked off by Shep. Jaden takes it the other way, coast to coast, lays it up. Good for the Hornets. That's Jaden's first basket, and it's 14-5, Richland Center. Mauston pushing it. They'll leave it up near side. Give and go low. Navis in a crowd shot. Blocked by Fingerson. Picked up by Bosworth. Off to Shep. Shep on the left wing. Bosworth crashing through the lane. Creates a shot. It won't go, but a foul called. And that'll put Mauston with its second foul. And I think Bosworth, is he going to the line? Yes. So the foul is on number 25. Cody Comiskey is first, team's second. And Bosworth at the line. Wes will get the basketball. First one on the rim and no good. He'll get one more look. Hornets now with 14 unanswered points. This one in the air and that one is short and out of bounds. It will belong to Mauston. Hornets again apply the press. And Navis gets it in the middle, lost the handle, picked up now in the backcourt by Miller. Loose, knocked away, picked up by Dosh. He'll lay it in good. Shep and Dosh combined for the turnover, and the Hornets now scored 16 in a row. Mauston trapped to the backcourt. Navis is fouled on the way by Brady Dosh. That will be the second Hornet foul. First on Brady. 16-5, Richland Center. Might be one of their better starts to a game. Coming in now with the inbound is Comiskey. Lobs it to Frog on the left side. And then Navis will meet the ball in the corner. Shoots a long one for two and got it. Jace Navis, 16-7. Yeah, they've been talking about this guy this year. A lot of expectations, but certainly a lot of promise there for the freshman guard. Shep going right side to Brady Dosh. Back to Bosworth, left side, down to the corner. Jaden Shep off the screen, drives low, give and go, knocked loose by Comiskey. And the ball is loose, picked up by Garrison Weiss, and he is fouled by Mostyn. So as the foul is marked off, it's on Carter Rulin, who just came into the game. That's his first. Third on Mostyn, and Richland Center will have the basketball on the out-of-bounds line. Brady Dosh, the inbounder. Bosworth catches. He moves to the left, now the right, gives it back to Dosh, top of the circle. Brady Dosh between the knees dribble, drives down low, throws to the corner. That's Shep. Shep directing traffic for the Hornets, trying to find Bosworth, knocked loose and out of bounds by Comiskey. Coming into the game, seeing his first action, Richland Center's Drayton Shep. Garrison Weiss will go out. Good start for Gary tonight. Bosworth, the inbounder, looking. Looking, now lobbing it in. Caught by Trayton Shep. Top of the circle. Trayton, Jaden, down low, backing in Fingerson. Good move and scores. Liam Fingerson has 8. And the Hornets have 18. 18-7. 10:20 remaining in the first half. Ball goes to Wolf. Wolf lobs it across to Frog on the wing. Now back to Wolf. Frog on the right side. Down to the corner, Comiskey. Comiskey, left side. Bounce feed now, Navis, around to the far side, 15-footer on the rim, no good for Rulin, rebound Bosworth of Richland Center. Hornets take it back the other way, 18-7, ball game score here in Mostyn. Pass goes to Trayton Shep. Shep brings it right side, Fingerson, Jaden down to Bosworth, double team low post, got around, now dishes cross the lane, Fingerson call for traveling. Mostyn will get it back. Hornets had it set up pretty favorable. Tyson Schwitzenberg is in, seeing his first action. Wes Bosworth goes out. Hornets have pretty good bench strength. You talk about Schwitzenberg and Trayton Shep, the job they've done, and then you go a little deeper with Cutler Palmer. He's played well, and he's been in there this year as well. Ball comes in play. Mostyn with the basketball. High post. Navis. Oh, blocked by Schwitzenberg. Picked up by Jaden Shep. Shep down deep. Tough shot, no good. Blocked by Mostyn. Picked up now by the Golden Eagles. They'll get it off to Navis. He'll drive down to the baseline. Fires it over here on the near side to Comiskey. Now top of the wheel, Wolf. Left side, Fogg. And Fogg will give it off now to Navis. Backing in from the free throw line. Kicks to the corner. Three-pointer, Mostyn. Good. Nothing but net for Terrell Fogg. That'll make it 18-10. Richland Center with the lead and the B-ball. The ball goes to Dosh. Now Fingerson down deep. Shep to Shep. Drayton at the free throw line. Dribbles. Backs off. Gives it right side. There's Brady Dosh. Dosh in the lane. And he's going to be called for traveling. Tried to get around the defender. Shuffled his pivot feet a little bit there. There was certainly some contact, but they kind of let that go there and sometimes do. Ball comes in play. And it will be up to Mostyn's half-court line. Now they'll bring it across the timeline. Frog setting it up. Mostyn trying to venture to the near side. Back to Rulin. Rulin dishes off. Left side, Frog. Comiskey. Back to the near side, Navis. Navis dumps it down to the corner. Rulin. Up and through the lane. Hornets defending that well. Left side, Wolf. Navis drives down low. Hop step. Hook shot. No good. Schwitzenberg with a rebound for Richland Center. Well played by the Hornet defense. 8:05 remaining here in the first half. Richland Center leading 18-10. Jaden Shep off the screen. Now drives lane. Dishes. Fingerson for three, and it's no good. Rebound snagged by Ruin. Off it goes to Wolf. Up the sideline. Now a baseline jumper up. No good for Frog. Rebound Schwitzenberg. Guys in with the rebound, gives it now back to Jaden Shep. Fires to Trayton. Trayton, far side in front of the Mauston bench. Dosh, top of the circle with the ball, back to Trayton. Down to the baseline, Fingerson. Air mails it back to Jaden Shep. He'll drive, shakes the D, fires off to Fingerson on the right wing. Hornets working it, showing some good patience. Dosh, right wing, guarded closely, backs in, now hooks it, gives it off to Fingerson. Spritzenberg, top of the key. Now leaves it off for Jaden Shep. Right side is Fingerson. Liam will drive, got a little light of day, goes up, shot no good, rebound Mauston. Davis leading the troops, 3-on-3, cuts through the lane, and scores. Davis accelerating there at the end, and Mauston catching up. 18-12, the ball game score. 6:54 remaining in the first half. Brady Dosh across the half-court line. Looks, fires off to Jaden Shep. Shep on a drive, dumps to Schwitzenberg, now to Fingerson. Liam back to Jaden. Now corks it over to the far side. Brady Dosh. Fingerson holds it above the head, throws in the lane. Jaden Shep creates a shot. It's no good. Gets his rebound. Fires it back to his brother. And now Trayton throws it across the lane. Brady Dosh for three. Got it! Brady Dosh with his first three-pointer. 5 points tonight. 21-12. Kaminsky and company setting it up quickly for Mauston. Frog with the ball looking for a cutter through the lane. Back to Kaminsky. Kaminsky now looking, now drives back with a left-hand dribble. Lobs it far side for Navis. Navis now makes the lane, makes a Euro step low. They're going to call him for traveling. Turnover puts it back in the hands of Richland Center. And the Hornets will bring back Wes Bosworth. And we'll see Cutler Palmer for the first time for Richland Center. 21-12, Hornets, just over 6 minutes remaining in the first half here at Mauston. Going to be up here in press row. I'm the only one pressing tonight. Ball comes in to Trayton Shep. Shep left side, Palmer. Palmer now back to Schwitzenberg, top of the key. Now Bosworth, left wing. Trayton Shep moves from the right side, bounce feed Schwitzenberg. Back to Palmer. He'll shoot a three. It looked good. No. Rims off, rebound Mauston. Golden Eagles push it the other way. Zion Key across the half-court line, out of Navis. Navis and Kaminsky around the free-throw line. And Mauston working it against the Hornets, man-to-man defense. Lob for Miller, holds it above his head, nothing. Fires back to Navis. Navis give and go, a little wide-open pass, and the shot, no good. Hornets caught up on the side and fouled William Miller while he was shooting. That'll put Mauston at the free-throw line for the first time in the game. Foul is called on Brady Dosh. That's his second, team's third. Fouls are even at three. At the line, Miller, who has a three-point basket. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Jaden Shep and Garrison Weiss return for the Hornets. And the second throw is coming up. Miller ready to go. Here's the free throw. It is no good. Rebound Mauston. They'll get it going again on the offense. Near side Navis. Ball fake. Drives in. Nowhere to go. Fires it back top of the circle. Wolf would have D'd him up pretty well. Back to Kaminsky in the deep corner. Kaminsky around the defense. Fires it back to Wolf. Now Navis plows snow. Shot of the way. Won't go. Rebound now by Wolf, and a foul call down the floor against Richland Center. Foul will be marked on number 10. That would be on Kaizen Schwitzenberg. That's his first. Hornets fourth, just under 5 minutes remaining here in first half action. Hornets leading 21-12. Pass comes near side, and it's lost by Mauston out of bounds. It'll go back to the Hornets. 21-12. That's also a good album by Rush. You're a music fan. Pass comes in play. Jaden Shep, top of the circle for Richland Center, directing traffic. Gives it left side. It's caught here by Schwitzenberg. Top of the key, Bosworth. Jaden Shep, left wing. Now drives back toward the free throw line behind the back dribble. Jaden with a fancy move gives it off to Schwitzenberg, deep corner. Kaizen drives, he's cut off, fires it back to Weiss. Now Bosworth, top of the circle. Hornets look to the inside. Long lob for Schwitzenberg. Eisen will move with a basketball move, now gives it back to Jaden Schepp. Hornets just taking a little time, working it from the left side. Entry now Bosworth, trying to get around the defense, can't. Twitzenberg now back to Bosworth. He'll drive through, kicks it out. Palmer for three, got it. Worked well by the Hornets. Cutler Palmer with his first basket. 24-12. Extraordinary work of the ball there by Richland Center, finding the open person. Pass goes low. Here's a quick move shot. Oh, blocked by Palmer, who took one in the chops. He's all right, it looks like, and the Hornets get the rebound. Cutler got a nice block. Ball comes up, and it's going to be Bosworth, left side with 3:40 to go in the first half. Twitzenberg up from the baseline, puts it on the level, and it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Isaac Steinke. So one of those nights so far for the Hornets where everybody is playing pretty well, and they're moving the ball a lot better than they did against Platteville. Platteville is obviously a very good team, but Richland Center just turned the ball over, as we talked about in the pregame show, and also kind of telegraphed its passes a little bit. Tonight they're moving it very well. Switzenberg comes out, so it's going to be Trayton Schepp in. Schepp and Schepp out at the top of the circle. Hornets have doubled them up so far, 24-12. On a drive, there is Bosworth. Hook shot, low post, no good. Rebound, Jace Navis of Mauston, and he'll lead the charge. Accelerates through the lane, dumps off a nice pass. Head fake, shot is up, good for Steinke. 24-14. Richland Center with the ball. Jaden Schepp calls the play. 3:05 remaining in the first half here at Mauston. Jaden drives down deep, creates a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound, Mauston. And they'll take it the other way. Navis accelerates again. Tough shot off the board. No good. Bosworth rebounds, and he is fouled by Mauston. Filney flip phone has Cuba City up quickly on Riverdale 8-6. And Ithaca leading North Crawford 32-19. That is in the second half. Baraboo Boys leading the Dells 23-22 at halftime. Westby leading Fenimore in boys basketball 15-9. So the Hornets get to bring it in play after the foul was whistled. That was on Steinke, his first. It's Trayton Schepp, top of the circle. Trayton out drives, gives to Jaden. Jaden lobs it back near side, held up by Fingerson. Down low it goes to Weiss. Garrison moving and grooving, now cuts in with a hook shot. It's good, and he fouled. Garrison Weiss having one of his best games tonight, off to a six-point start, and he's got a plus one coming up. That'll be the second foul on Steinke, and Mauston has created five, has committed five fouls. Carter Rulin will return on the horn for Steinke. Hornets 0 for 2 as a team from the line. Garrison Weiss with a first one. It is good. First and only one. That completes a three-point play. 27-14. Richland Center off to its largest lead now. Hillsboro has defeated Wanewoc Center 57-31 in girls basketball. Mauston working the ball here. Now they'll give it back to Navis. That's Wolf. Reverses it far side. Rulin. Rulin with the ball. Back to Navis. Mauston finds it in the corner to Fogg. Now Wolf dives back toward half court. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Navis holding the ball, gives it back to Ruland. Ruland left side, Wolf down to the baseline, Comiskey, and then a foul call. Drayton Schepp could not hold his momentum and picks up the foul. That'll be Richland Center's fifth. Fouls are even at five. First foul on Trayton Schepp. Inbound pass for Mauston. They're setting it up. Navis, high post, back to the near side. Three-pointer is on the rim. No good. Bounces out to Frog. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. Back to Jaden Schepp. Up the sideline. Garrison Weiss baseline. Bosworth, now Fingerson. Trayton Schepp guarded closely. Brings it over to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth touching it now is Fingerson. Throws it low and out of bounds. Tried to lead Bosworth toward the basket and led him a bit too far. He'll come back to Mauston. Hornets leading by 13 here in the game. Up the sideline, Mauston. Now Navis on the wing, left side in front of the Hornet bench. Spin move, throws to the corner. There's a long one on the way for Mauston, and it goes for three. Held on the rim a little bit for Kaminsky and drops down. 27-17. Richland Center with under a minute remaining in the first half. Creighton Shep. Liam Fingerson just up from the baseline. Fires it back to Jaden Shep. Now Wes Bosworth moves to the corner. Throws it low. There is Fingerson moving in. Shot in the traffic. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Kaminsky. Outlet pass to Wolf. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Mauston trying to get it down to singles. Left side Navis. Navis moves. Dumps it. Far side Frog. Around the wheel it goes. Carter Rulin. Now back to Navis, who backs off toward the half-court line. Screens are set. Mauston trying to set up a good play and, again, get an under 10 here at the buzzer. They're working for one. Navis yo-yos the dribble now with 10 seconds to go. Screens are set. Navis brings it near side. Give and go left side. Going to be Cody. Now to the corner. Three on the way for Frog. No good. Rebound Mauston up. No good on the putback by Wolf, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. Richland Center has had a good half. A 10-point lead, 27-17, up on Mauston after 18 minutes of basketball. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Our action coming to you live tonight from Mauston High School, where the Hornets lead at intermission 27-17 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center girls basketball team will get back into action coming up on Thursday night when they host Boscobel just before the holiday break. I had a chance to talk to Coach Jeremy Cooey, and I asked him about the toughest team the Hornets have seen so far.
Prairie du Chien. I mean, I will say those five starters they had, they're all, you know, pretty good size and athletic girls, and they really, you can see watching them play that they understand the game of basketball and they go out there and get after it.
One of the big tests for your team is to see how you improve, like the second time around when you have them at home and see how that goes. I'm sure that's what you're looking at, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. We always want to just, you know, even get a little bit better every day. You know, if it's, you know, the old mantra of some different coaches, you know, if we can get 1% better every day, you know, all those things are going to compound and build each day as we move forward together.
I think this team, just watching you so far, I think this team just needs a win, doesn't it?
I would agree with you. We're right there in the effort, and everything is there. We're just going to go out there after having the nice break over the weekend and go out Tuesday night and leave it all on the court. And I know that if we do that, we will get the win.
Good luck to the Richland Center girls basketball team as they prepare for Boscobel coming up on Thursday night at home. Weather permitting. The forecast looks a little iffy at this point. The Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament will be wrestled this weekend, hosted by head coach Silas Coleman and the Hornets.
We don't have any new teams this year. We've stayed the same from the years past. But like you said, it's a really tough tournament. It's a good one for teams to gauge where their guys are at before they head into the Christmas time there and with the bi-state tournament there. So it's just always a good test to make sure that you're at where you're supposed to be before heading into that tournament.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year?
You know, we have a good group of seniors that have been with us for a few years now. Obviously, Ethan Hades had some success down in Madison for us, and so just his work ethic and kind of the attitude of showing what it takes to wrestle at that level, that's a good leadership attributes to have in the room, as well as Braden Kleppe. And then we have some other seniors, and Mason Jelinek and Kyle Wassinger as well, that you know, can help kind of show the way for those younger ones just in terms of work ethic and you know, just having a good attitude.
Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Ho, 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 Santa Kenny here. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
WRCO. Welcome back to Mauston, where the Richland Center boys lead by a score of 27-17. Here's a look at first half scoring. Liam Fingerson has 8. Garrison Weiss, 7. Brady Dosh, 5. Also from there, 3 for Cutler Palmer and 2 by Wes Bosworth and Jaden Shep. On the Mauston side, they have 6 from Jace Navis and 3 each from William Miller, Darrell Frog, and Cody Kaminsky, 2 for Isaac Steinke. Mauston has made 3 three-pointers, Richland Center 2, and free throw shooting has been kept to a minimum, 1-for-3 for Richland Center, and Mauston is nothing for 2. Now the Phil Neve Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, your mobile outlet. Check them out for some great rates and some awesome deals as we head toward the new year. Here we go, boys basketball. Seneca leading Brookwood, 35-15 at half. Platteville leading Potosi, 29-28, first half. It's also Aquinas leading Prairie du Chien. Now, this is the real score, 46-4 at halftime. Aquinas leads Prairie in boys basketball. Westby up on Fenimore, 43-25. That's in the second half. Cambridge up on River Valley, 32-21 in the first half. The Ithaca girls leading North Crawford, 35-21. Hillsboro, 57-31 over Wanewoc Center, and that is now a final. A boys' final, Argyle, 71, Iowa Grant, 61. Among the games here going on in southwest Wisconsin on this Tuesday night. Certainly it is a busy night. Teams trying to scramble and get some games in here before the holiday break. Some teams will be playing. Richland Center will play over the holiday break, as Coach Brian Poles takes the boys back to his alma mater, as they have the last couple of years anyway. I believe this might be the third year that the teams are heading in that direction and looking at playing some Minnesota teams, a chance to get some work against teams that you won't see again. And so that's a good opportunity. But then they'll return right away. There's not much of a break after when you get the January schedule. You're running about every night. And fortunately, the Hornets have been somewhat a bit of road warriors, so that means they'll have more home games in January, beginning with the game against River Valley on January 2nd. So only one conference game before Christmas, the Plattfield game, and then they'll start the conference series with a game against River Valley on January 2nd. Second half right around the bend, the Hornets leading 27-17 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Just as you get back, we're welcoming you back, and Mawson inbounds the basketball. The second half's underway, and Jaden Shep gets the steal. Shep takes it home, lays it up, and good, and a foul. That's the way to start the second half right there. Jaden Shep gets the basket, fouled by Jace Navis, Mawson's freshman. That's his second foul, and the Hornets are back to a 12-point lead, 29-17. Richland Center's biggest lead has been 13, which they can match right now with a made free throw, and they will. Jaden Shep knocks it down. It is 30-17. Now with the basketball, Mawson in the backcourt, bringing it now. Wolf, left side, whips it to Navis. Back to Wolf. Bounce feed right side, Miller. Miller moves, looking, fires high post. Navis now to an open man, near side, Wolf. Fires back to Navis, and Mawson takes it around the perimeter. Right side, Miller, leaves it off for Navis. Wolf, bounce feed, baseline, Steinke, back to Wolf. And around again to the far side, Navis. And there's a foul called on contact on the defense, and that's going to be marked on number one, Jaden Shep, which will be his first. Boston basketball, 17-20 remaining here in the first half. Baraboo leads the Dells 48-44, boys basketball in the second half. Tuckberry up on Dodgeville, 54-28. 30-17, Richland Center in the lead of Mauston as the Golden Eagles get it back in play. Navis lobs long for the far side. Wolf, top of the circle, Miller. Miller on the bounce feed. Navis meets it left wing, down to the baseline, cut off. Fires high post, knocked away by Dosh again. Picked up by Mauston. Navis nowhere to go. He's double-teamed. And baseballs it to the right side. Taken there by Miller. Miller yo-yos the dribble, looks to the inside, leaves it off for Navis, who meets the ball. Now to Wolf. Great defense by the Hornets. Mauston looking for an opening. It's just not there. Now Navis will shoot a long three. It is in and out. Rebound, Liam Fingerson. Off to Jaden Shep. Shep across half court. Now to Weiss. Back to Shep. Right side, Fingerson. Down low, Weiss. Gary moves in, goes right, goes up and scores. Nice move. Garrison Weiss with nine. That makes it 32-17. Richland Center continues to build its biggest resume. That ball knocked loose. Picked up by Bosworth. Up to Jaden Shep. Shep will stop, gives back to Bosworth. West on a drive in the lane. Gives it back to Jaden Shep. Off the screen. Give and go. Bosworth down low is double teamed. Wrapped away by Mauston. Picked up by Steinke. Up to Navis. Navis down deep, 10-foot fall away from the baseline. No good. Rebound, Jaden Shep. Hornets scream the other way again. Jaden leans in. Ball knocked down. Navis picks it up, and Mauston steals it. back to Wolf. Wolf across the half-court line to the corner. Holding the ball is Kaminsky, knocked away by Garrison Weiss. Seen a lot of forced turnovers now. The Hornets force another one, and they'll get it back, and Brian Poles wants a timeout. 15 and a half to go, 32-17. Richland Center boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Hornet ball, they'll get it in to West Bosworth. He'll score out of the timeout. Bosworth with a blue-collar basket. And Richland Center leads 34-17. Ball along the left side for Mauston Navis with the ball. 3 minutes into the second half. Right side, Brandon Way.